Sir, Vice President of Integrated Marketing of Communications in Farmington. And this is all about doing an interview.
Yes, I mean, there are many people, Brad, as we know, who perhaps are going to be interviewed by the media, whether it's us, whether it's a television station, digital media, newsprint, and some have been interviewed before, others have not. How do you prepare for an interview?
How do you secure what you're going to say? How do you know what you're going to say and how to say it?
Yeah, to get your message out. And joining us now is Danielle Sir. She's in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Just fine, Danielle. I've been waiting for you. I was talking about you right after 5 o'clock this morning.
Oh, another early bird. I like it.
Danielle, one of the things you write about how to ace a media interview is to keep it simple. So
that's
start
right
there. Talk about that.
Certainly. I think one of the biggest challenges people have when they're preparing for an interview is that they know their own business and their own industry so well that sometimes they forget the people listening don't have the benefit of that deep level of knowledge. And it's very easy to get extremely technical and to start talking about things that, while they are second nature to you, they're foreign matter to the people who are listening. So it's really important to keep it simple and to make it something that people can easily digest.
Now, there are some people who excel in front of a TV camera, while others are more comfortable doing telephone interviews. Is that right?
It's so true, Brad. And one of the challenges is that sometimes that emanates from someone having a bad experience on camera. Maybe they weren't prepared for an interview. Maybe they were an attendee at an event and suddenly someone came up to them and said, "How did you like the program?" And sometimes just not being prepared makes people really uncomfortable in front of a camera because they think, oh, it didn't go well the first time. What's going to happen when I get interviewed again? And so the big thing is, if you know that those are some uncomfortable situations for you, take the time to prepare as best as you can. Everybody has a colleague, a coworker, a friend who can do a mock interview with them, ask them a few questions, even record it on their smartphone, just to become more comfortable in that setting. And if you have the benefit of working at an organization where there's more than one spokesperson, and you have a colleague who's really good in front of a TV camera, and you're great during a phone interview, by all means, play to everybody's strengths.
So in other words, know your blind spots.
Yep.
Absolutely.
What can we learn from doing prior interviews in the media?
So one thing to look at with prior interviews is, what message points were you really successful in getting across? What piqued the media's attention? What did they latch onto? And the flip side of that is, what was really important to you as the spokesperson for the organization that never made its way into the story? And sometimes that's a matter of forgetting a message point, and in other instances, it's a matter of not flagging it and letting someone know it's really important to understand that this happened. Or you should know that while a lot of people talk about this statistic, the statistic that's most relevant in Connecticut is. So a lot of times it's providing context or flagging to a reporter what the key points are.
Now, male versus female. When you take a look, Danielle, at women, to me, you know, and Dan and I have interviewed both, to me, women are softer and they are, you know, they like to talk and it comes through. It comes through as real and regular, whereas sometimes some of the men that I've interviewed, that doesn't happen.
It's an interesting dynamic when you look at it from a gender perspective, Brad. There are certainly women who are very comfortable in conversation.
Yep.
They love to network. They're the first person to greet someone that they don't know at an event, and that does carry over to their interaction with the media. There are some men who have those traits as well. But I've actually seen it with both genders, where there are people who are really great at their jobs and they're so good in their roles at their organizations, but when you ask them to be the public face and engage with the media, they shut down. And it's really unfortunate because sometimes those are the people that have the best insights to share.
Well, this is fascinating to me because it's so true, Danielle, that some people who might be very outgoing when it comes to dealing with the media, to use your words, and they're so apt, do shut down. Therefore, in order to tap into the talent of someone who is normally overt, how do you help them overcome shutting down?
Sometimes it's a matter of doing those fake interviews, you know, just having someone who you know ask you 5 or 6 questions about a topic in the comfort of your own office or at a coffee shop, and just getting comfortable giving those responses. Sometimes that goes a really long way. Another thing that can help is tagging along with the person at your company who is the primary spokesperson and doing those main interviews, and going to a radio studio or going to a TV studio, sitting down with a print reporter, and just being able to observe those conversations as they occur. The other thing is there are some topics that people are just natural talking about. And if you can tailor the media opportunities so that they have the opportunity to talk about those specific topics, that's a great way for them to become more comfortable being interviewed.
Because, you know, Brad, you and I have experienced this, and Danielle, I'm sure you have too, but Brad, how often have we seen somebody and said, boy, they would be great in an interview, and then when we stick a microphone in front of them, they clam up.
They clam up, and then you end up doing the interview yourself, interviewing yourself. But you know something, though? It is when you have to interview and when you have to sell like we do and talk about commercial products and stuff, all you have to really do to be successful is to know what you're talking about. And it's not that difficult. And just, you know, some people, for example, when this microphone in front of me that I am looking at right now, every day, it's a different person. A different person that I know or that I've met, that I'm talking to. That's mentally what I do.
Well, there you go, Brad. There's a tip right there. And Danielle, don't get him talking about My Pillow because he'll sell a million My Pillows.
Have you got My Pillow? Let me tell you something.
But it goes back to what you said and wrote in this piece, How to Ace a Media Interview, Make Yourself Perfectly Clear, and it's keep it simple, right? Just stick to your talking points, correct?
It's so true. Less is more. Focus on the points that are most important, and also think about the person who's listening. Now, right now, we have a lot of people who are driving to work and listening in their cars. We have people who are at home getting their kids ready for the day, listening in, and they're not giving 110% attention to what they're listening to. So if you can make it really clear and focus on the most important information, they still have an opportunity to benefit from what they're listening to. And the other thing to think about is, if you were the listener, what would you want to take away from the interview? That can be another really great way to help streamline what you're going to talk about.
Danielle, you're terrific. I want to interview you. You really are.
Yeah, this is terrific, Danielle. And if people want to access this material or other pieces written by you, how do they go about doing that?
Certainly. We have a blog on our website called Commentary, and you can access it by going to info.cocommunications.com/blog.
Terrific. Danielle, thanks very much for spending some time with us this morning.
Some good tips.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
She really, huh?
Oh, she's terrific, yeah.
Excellent.
Yep, and that's the whole idea as far as interviewing. But what she also said, and she's right on the mark, prepare. Prepare for the interview.
Absolutely.
Preparation solves a lot of problems.
People can tell if you're not prepared.
You've got that right.
Easy. Yep.